This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
As runners in next Monday's Boston Marathon take their last training runs
and start carbo-loading on pasta,
let's check in for our weekly chat about the week in sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So, Bill, let's start talking about the marathon. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time this week observing the anniversary of last year's bombing, but the 118th running of the Boston Marathon is on Monday. What are you going to be thinking about?
Well, I think it's great that we've been celebrating community and the resilience of the people who have recovered, many of them, from the terrible injuries that they suffered last year. And it may also be an occasion for us to remember to celebrate community and resilience wherever it occurs around the world, because as the late, great Kurt Vonnegut once said, nobody deserves to have bombs dropped on them.
Exactly.
Mm. Well, Bill, as we always do, we should talk about some other sports as well today. So let's talk about the Red Sox. And we're not
going to.
Well, here's the thing. We're not going to focus on first to worst, okay? We'll leave that for another time because I have a feeling they're going to dwell there in the cellar for a little while. But let's talk instead about the league's new use of instant replay. On Sunday, the Red Sox were playing the Yankees in New York. Bottom of the fourth inning, the Yankees' Francisco Cervelli hit into what should have been an inning-ending double play. The umpire called him out at first, but then the Yankees asked for a video replay, first time this season that this has been used. And upon review, umpires called him safe. Red Sox manager John Farrell leapt on the field to express his displeasure.
Now, John Farrell saw the same replays up on the Jumbotron here that you saw at home. And he just got tossed out.
So
this is basically an automatic ejection.
So Farrell gets tossed. The run scores. The Yankees win 3-2. And Bill, welcome to the age of instant replay. This doesn't feel like baseball to me. I don't know.
Could we hear that again? I'm not sure. No, it isn't, Anthony. This is a terrible thing.
We're
going to sit here and talk about things like whether the runner is out at first base at the point where the ball enters the first baseman's glove, or if he's not out until the umpire can hear the slap of the ball deep in the first baseman's glove. And it's stupid.
It is stupid.
We ought to be talking about the fact that it's too cold to play baseball. And the other night, watching the Red Sox, they all looked like guys who were getting ready to hold up a convenience store with masks on because it was so cold in Chicago.
Okay, so we all agree that the instant replay, bad idea. What issues, though, what other issues does it raise here?
Well, I think the interesting thing and the honest thing from spokespeople at Major League Baseball is they're still tweaking this whole system. And who knows? I'm not really very savvy about technology in baseball or anywhere else. But, you know, maybe they'll get this right at some point and the technology will kind of disappear and it will just work great and we won't have all of this controversy. I don't know. Maybe sometime later on down the road.
Yes, technology will just disappear.
Well, you know what I mean.
It will
do what it does without being intrusive. Right now, as Anthony said, it's spectacularly intrusive, and it's a pain in the neck, and it has people watching baseball games talking about everything except baseball.
Bill and Anthony, defenders of tradition to the last. I love it. But
there's no crying in baseball. No. There's no technology. Let's just get that straight.
All right, let's move on to the Bruins, who are the top seed going into the NHL playoffs, which start for the team here in Boston on Friday against Detroit. They'll play game two on Sunday afternoon. They're the top seed, Bill. They're looking great.
Yeah, they are looking great, and it's interesting what the Red Wings are saying. Their coach said, we're practicing on our power play. That's good, because the Bruins are ranked third in the NHL on power play goals. The Red Wings are ranked 18th. So it's like a basketball team practicing foul shots, trying to get ready. Well, maybe we can get a little better before it counts. And that's what the Red Wings are doing. But I would have to say the Bruins would be favored going into at least that first round matchup.
All right, finally, Bill, and let's not dwell on this too much, but we should note that the NBA season ends today. The Celtics play the Washington Wizards, and then they can finally get onto the golf course, which is probably where they should have spent most of the season. They would have been better off.
Maybe they
out there.
Did.
Maybe that was the problem. So, question, what do they have to do during the off season to improve their game?
Well, I've done some research on this, Anthony. I think it's a matter of their simply being more consistent, because in November they beat the Heat. And in March, they beat the Heat again. All I have to do is get more consistent.
Win more games.
The Heat's a good team.
All right. You know? There it is. Expert analysis from Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Great Game. You can hear that right here on WBUR Saturday mornings at 7 and again at 7. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.